I've personally worked within the NEA. I was a grant panelist a few years ago, and so I was one of the people tasked with going through the proposals, making suggestions. Like, I was not in charge of the funding, but like I said, they use community panelists to process through this and make suggestions of, like, we feel like these things are valuable. And what's interesting in that is I think the culture wars and the legacy from that make the sense of, like, the NEA is funding all these kind of transgressive things. But the flip side of that conversation is it's funding after-school programs and community theater in rural locations that I think it's hard to understand and grasp. This is the nation's largest funder for the arts. They're funding all kinds of different things that people, like, really care about. And if they were gone, it's not just these kinds of controversial things that maybe, like, I understand why, you know, people who view those things and don't understand contemporary art, and that's not the thing being challenged. It's actually the place of art within our society.